Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, February 24th. For New Horizons, the big moment of glory came in 2015, when it flew past Pluto. Yet its work isn't done. The spacecraft is traveling through the Kuiper Belt, a zone of icy bodies beyond the orbit of Neptune, the Sun's most remote major planet. It flew close to one of those bodies in 2019. Now it's scanning other members of the belt from long range. It's also studying the outer regions of the Sun's magnetic bubble and looking into deep space. New Horizons is expected to keep going into the next decade, so scientists are taking advantage of its position more than 5 billion miles away. It's near the edge of the Sun's region of magnetic influence. It's only the fifth spacecraft to journey that far. It's headed in a different direction from the others, so it's giving scientists a 3D look at that zone. The view of deep space from the Kuiper Belt is especially dark, so New Horizons instruments have a good view of it. They've discovered that the space between galaxies is brighter than expected. A recent study suggests that glow could be produced by particles of dark matter interacting with each other. Astronomers are looking for new members of the Kuiper Belt for New Horizons to study. That's resulted in the discovery of hundreds of objects. If things work out, they might even find one that New Horizons could fly close to. One last moment of glory for a hard-working spacecraft. You can find more astronomy news in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.